ربي الآن. طيب هذه أخت تسأل من بريطانيا. Sister is asking from England. She's saying in Arabic, ما نصيحتكم في تربية الأبناء خاصة لمن قد أسلم ويعيش في الغرب وأولادنا منجلبون نحو منجلبون هكذا إيش وأولادنا منجلبون يعني يتجهون للغرب تقصد. المشكل عندنا أو المشكل عندنا كلما زدت في تعليمهم هربوا مما نقول. مثلا بنتي 9 سنين وقالت لي أكره أن ألبس الحجاب ولو أنها لبست الحجاب منذ صغرها يعني منذ 4 سنوات أو 5 ودائما كنا نركز في التوحيد أو على التوحيد. So this question is from a sister from England. She asked this important question, and that is, what advice do you give with regards cultivating and educating our children, especially those who have become Muslims, those who accepted Islam and live and reside in the West? And our children are attracted to the West. And the problem is also, meaning she means the Western lifestyle, and the problem also is that the more you teach them, the more they turn away. For example, my particular daughter is 9 years old. She said to me that I hate wearing the hijab, even though she wore the hijab from a young age, from when she was 4 or 5 years old. And we used to concentrate on teaching a tawheed.
يا بنتي من بريطانيا تربية الأولاد مسؤولية عظيمة. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث طويل: وكلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. وما ذكرته من تركيزكم على التوحيد فأنعم وأكرم بذلك، لأن التوحيد هو أصل الدين وأساسه. فأوصيك وجميع السامعين من المسلمين والمسلمات أن تربوا أبناءكم على التوحيد وعلى الصلوات الخمس من الصغر. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: مروا أبناءكم بالصلاة لسبع، واضربوهم عليها لعشر، يعني إذا تركوا منها شيئا، وفرقوا بينهم في المضاجع، يعني اجعلوا لكل واحد منهم فراشا خاصا به. والضرب ضرب تأديب، يؤلم ولا يضر. وأوصيك أنت ومن يستمع إلينا من المسلمين والمسلمات بالصبر على تربية الأولاد والبنات، فأنتم في بلاد كافرة، فإذا شددتم على أولادكم ولم تشفقوا عليهم ولم ترفقوا بهم فإنهم سيذهبون إلى الكفار، وإذا احتواهم الكفار في نواديهم ومنتجعاتهم أفسدوهم عليكم، فعليكم بالصبر وعليكم بالحكمة وعليكم بلين القول وبلغ بنتك مني السلام. قولي لها: يسلم عليك عبيد الجابر، بنتي اقتدي بعائشة وصفية وميمونة وغيرهن من أمهات المؤمنين وبنات نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم، ومنهن فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين رضي الله عنها وعنهن أجمعين. فإذا سمعت منك مثل هذا فسوف تتشجع للحجاب. وتقر في البيت ولا تخرج في الشوارع والطرقات. واخبريها ان ترك الحجاب فسق وفجور، يجب على المسلمة ان تلبس الحجاب. فالحجاب فريضة على كل مسلمة، وبلغ بنتك مني هذه الدعوات. اللهم تقبلها بالقبول الحسن، وأنبتها النبات الحسن، ووجهها الوجه الصالح، واحفظها في دينها ودنياها. يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام.
طيب، this is the seventh question and the answer. Sheikh Hamidullah, he says, oh my daughter from the United Kingdom, and I'd like to remind you that the tarbiyat al-awlad, or the tarbiyat al-awlad, the bringing up of children, indeed it is a great responsibility. For indeed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, all of you are shepherds, or all of you are responsible, and every responsible person has a duty to those who is responsible over. So what you have mentioned with regards your daughter, what you have mentioned with regards your emphasis on bringing your children up upon Tawheed, then this is something which is correct, for indeed this is the asr of the deen. This is the foundation of our religion, Tawheed, maintain Allah's oneness in His worship. So, glad tidings to you that you have good, inshallah, good for doing this. So I advise you and advise other than you from the Muslim, male and female, those who are listening, that you educate and cultivate and bring up your children upon Tawheed and upon establishing the Salah, and the Salah meaning the five daily prayers, and that you train them at an early age. For indeed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, order your children to pray, or command your children to pray at the age of 7, and hit them at the age of 10 if, the Shaykh says, if they leave the prayer. And also the Messenger ended with saying, separate the beds. And the Shaykh Habibullah explained this by saying, such that you give everyone his place of rest, yani his own bed. And the Shaykh, just to clarify, to add further benefit, Shaykh Habibullah has a further benefit, wanted to benefit, and that is, he said, at the age of 7, separate the bits. And what the Shaykh said is, I don't mean here by each one giving their own room, but separate the beds. And as for the hitting, then it is not a hitting which brings about harm. but just a hinting which brings about some pain, yani which teaches, but not one, and not a hinting which brings about harm. And then the Shaykh Hamidullah said, I advise you to be patient with your children. And I advise you to be patient with your children, those who are from your sons as well as your daughters, and the girls and boys, for you live in the land of the disbelievers. And if you were to yani be shadeed, be too harsh over them, and you do not use a way of yani gentleness, a way of kindness, then you'll find they will leave you to the disbelievers. And if the disbelievers themselves take the responsibility of caring for them, then yani in their own care, then you'll find they will become corrupt. So be patient and use wisdom and be gentle in your speech, kind in your speech. And give your daughter my salam and say to her, Ubayd al-Jabri gives you his salam. And say to her that she should try to emulate, be like the mothers of the believers, like Aisha radiallahu anha, and Safiya radiallahu anha, and Maymuna radiallahu anha. And other than them from the mothers of the believers, or from the daughters of the believers, like Fatima. She should try to emulate the likes of Fatima radiallahu anha, who is the most honorable of the women, of all the women. May Allah be pleased with them all. So if she hears this from you, maybe she will become encouraged to wear the hijab, and that she resides in her house. Not a person, as they get older, they go to the streets and they end up being in the streets and in the just hanging around in the streets, and she leaves the hijab. Tell her that leaving the hijab is in itself disobedience and sin and transgression. And it's obligatory upon the Muslim female that they wear the hijab. It's an obligation upon them, upon every Muslimah. And say to her this dua, O Allah, accept her with a good acceptance and bring her up an upbringing which is good, and direct her to a path which is righteous, and protect her in this life and in the hereafter.